Oh, it certainly is a signature tune, and that means one man has arrived on a Sunday. He looks like he has been out. I haven't been out for about 3 or 4 hours, so he looks like he's been enjoying the sun. Alan Rodway, your coach online. Good to see you, Al.
You too, BP. Thank you for such a lovely introduction.
Now, don't end this year. Start the rest of your life. That is our topic for discussion, and as our conversation unfolds, if you want to add to it and can share some of your knowledge, 9429 1116, Bataki for all our callers.
It's a really important topic. I actually had a couple of emails yesterday from business people. One was a CEO asking if I was going to put an article up about this, and I said, well, I actually put it on the website yesterday. If I say, give me a really honest answer, BP, what's the predominant thought in your mind from a business perspective around now, sort of mid-December, what preoccupies you?
Well, see, Alan, in my world, I feel like there's no downtime. So this is my issue at the moment, okay? Wearing multiple hats and overlapping sort of seasons, I don't feel like I can actually take a breath and actually look at the big... I'm sort of always looking at the big picture, but so I'm trying to lock in a few things for January for a bit of certainty at the moment. So it's a very good question that I'm probably going to struggle to answer right now. But, I mean, I think when you run your own business, it does preoccupy you a hell of a lot. You can't down tools, that's for sure. You've always got to be a step ahead, as the great Alistair Clarkson is doing at the Hawks. Always one or two steps ahead.
I wish the listeners could have seen the smile on your face when I asked that question, VP. It tells the story. I went to a client's Christmas function last night, and there were a lot of awards presented, which is just fabulous. You know, there was Employee of the Year, and there was actually Best Team Member. And so it was a really, really good night. It's fantastic.
Yep.
But the context of the whole night was reflective. It was about finishing up 2016, and that's really what I've written this article about, and that's why I laughed at your response. I mean, that's pretty much how we all feel. Let's get to the line. You know, we've got 2 weeks today until Christmas Day, and then a lot of people would have, you know, 1 or 2 weeks off, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly not in that boat.
You're not in that boat.
It's quite extraordinary. December, January. I mean, see, I'm around all these people that are going, oh, I'm going to the beach house for 2 weeks and taking the kids. See, my wife and I don't have kids. So I always work through this period, December, January.
Yep.
And then February starts. Well, footy starts, so there's no real break. But I'll tell you what, 1 year, I mean, life changes all the time, as we know, Al. So anyway, let's get on to more important things than what I'm doing.
The whole point of this is to not just wind down and not just get to the line and not just see the next 2 weeks as a to-do list. That is actually really, really dangerous. And I'll make a statement that might be completely depressing for everybody listening, and that is, if my calculations are right, we're 5 weeks off the middle of January, when a lot of people listening to us will be coming back to work. They've now finished off 2016, been through Christmas and New Year, had a couple of weeks off, and they're back in the workforce. And that can be really depressing. So one of the reasons why I wrote this is to not let that happen to you. If you simply finish off 2016 without giving some forethought to 2017, it's really, I mean, I find that really hard. Like, I take a couple of weeks off and then I find myself in a business meeting somewhere and I think, oh, geez, you know, that went fast and 2017 started. And mentally it can be very, very difficult. And so your performance can be down and you can just not feel happy. So the first thing is to not, right now, I think we should be giving, like you are forced to because you have to keep going, is to force yourself to give some thought to that early period, that early couple of months in 2017, not just complete a to-do list and stagger to the line in 2016. I think that's really important for your mindset next year.
Yeah, no doubt. Don't end this year. Start the rest of your life. 9429 1116, Bataki's for all our callers today if you want to be certainly a part of the segment. So many people, if you're just joining us, preoccupied with finishing off this year, having a break, going on a holiday, maybe even a little bit of recovery. Not the best approach, according to Alan Rodway.
No, it's not. And I'll say again, 5 weeks till mid-January, and that's just not the way to go about it. So the second thing, and I love, there's a text that it's following what Richie, you were talking about with Richie previously. It's quite a similar sort of a topic, even though the suggestions might be a little bit different. But I like, there's a really critical text that of the previous, and I love the way listeners do that. You know, they rip in an anonymous text saying all this sort of stuff. And this one, this second one is, might sound a bit deep and meaningful, but I actually think it's the most important of everything that's in the article. And it's, there's the saying that we've quoted a few times, We are human beings, not human doings.
Mm.
And this time of year really pushes us to that human doing. It is about a to-do list. It is about get your task done, meet your deadlines, get as much off your desk as you can, clear the plate so that you can have your week, 2 weeks off, whatever it is for your world, to just sort of relax then. So we turned into robots and machines that follow these to-do lists like a computer does, and we're human doings. I mean, we weren't born like that. I said to a couple of people in business this week who are really struggling under the pressure of this time of year, that you need to stop. And so, you can't stop. I mean, it's halfway through December. We need to get everything done. And so, how are you tracking? So, not very well. Well, your approach isn't working. And, you've gone into this complete human doing. And what's happening is on the inside, and this isn't deep and meaningful, it's a fact.
Mm.
On the inside, if you're not okay, if you're not feeling okay about yourself, if you're not actually, that phrase, if you're not comfortable in your own skin, it's very, very difficult to face the world.
Oh,
and,
true.
And the world might just be that the challenge is being busy, but it might be something else. It might be illness around you, or the business isn't traveling well, or you're not quite sure what you're going to do next year. But if you're not okay inside, you're not going to deal with the outside. And that, I think that's just a statement of logic. Surely the challenges that come to us thick and fast through a year, externally, whatever that is, from on the minor side being traffic to on the major side in business, financial struggles with in life or with a business or sport and your career's not going as well as it should, bloody difficult to deal with that stuff if you're not okay on the inside.
Nah, spot on.
It doesn't work.
I think everyone could resonate with that. Hey, Rod in Sunbury's called in at 23-3. Alan Rodway with us, your coach online. Hi, Rod.
Good afternoon, Brett. Look, the comment I would like to make is the importance of trying to learn from failure. A lot of people often see failure as the end of everything, but I've found in my life there where I've had failure in various aspects of my life to try and use that as an opportunity to learn and to use that learning to improve and overcome the cause of what that original failure was. Hasn't always been successful, but in some aspects where I've been able to do that, I've been able to then get ultimate future success.
Really, really good comments, Rod. There was Mark Allen, I think about a month ago on the run home, Scotty Lucas was in, and they were talking about this whole approach with children's sport, as in not scoring and, this trying to make sort of give the impression that there's, as long as you're competitive, it's okay. As long as you do your best, it's okay. And there's no such thing as winning and losing. Yeah, big, big, big debate. And someone texted in, and Mark Allen said this, best text I have ever seen. It said, you either win or you learn. It's exactly what Roger said. And I love that. You win or you learn. Yep. You don't win or you lose, providing you sort of go again.
It's a great point, Rod, because, you've got to get on the bike pretty quickly again, don't you? Because we all make mistakes. We all make, misjudgments or... We think, and then we all think we actually know everything. Then we step into an environment where we suddenly think, geez, I actually don't know enough about this. So I need to soak up some knowledge here and make myself better, but not be ashamed of that, because it's a bit like doing talkback radio here. I mean, there's no host who would know the A to Z of every single sport. That's just the reality of it. So it's a constant learning process.
I know a lot of people who would say that 2016 has been a really good year, and I know just as many who would say it's not been a good year at all.
Mm.
Now, to go into 2017 without fundamentally making some changes to approaches for those things that are under your control is just silly. You're then just in the hands of, good fortune, good luck, or whatever comes your way, rather than sort of making some changes. That it's sort of one of the points in the article is, if you're one of those people who you just feel busy all the time, and I reckon that's most people in business, if you just feel busy all the time, well, that ain't the point. You've got to make some changes so that you're not feeling busy all the time, that you're actually strategic a lot of the time. You know, we can't take businesses. We can't take sporting clubs. You talked about Clarkson before.
Yep.
I mean, everything he's doing is strategic. Everything. He's taking, it's from the outside, it looks like he's taking risks all over the place of... letting Sam Mitchell go, by encouragement or default, whatever. But changing the players list, there's no question they'll be pulling that game plan apart like you wouldn't believe.
Mm.
Looking at what, other sports do and so on. He's highly strategic. But one of the things they say about Clarkson is he's positioned himself to have the think space to be able to be strategic. Well, imagine being an owner, operator of a small business and just being busy rather than being strategic. Now, everybody then says, oh, shut up, Alan, what would you know? I'm just so busy. I work 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. I haven't got time to be strategic. Yeah. Well, the reality of that is I win the argument because you're just going to keep on being busy. That's the only conclusion you can get to.
Yep.
I mean, surely to God you can say, take a day out of the damn thing and actually think about it. Are you going to die because you lose one day's income? Well, yeah. Of course you're not. You're actually going to feel better and you might make a decision that'll change the rest of your business for your life.
That's a great point. One that I can certainly resonate with. Let me tell you, don't end this year. Start the rest of your life. Alan Rodway with us, your coach online, 94291116. Committing to achieving your desired professional brand, it's an interesting point.
Yeah, in three sessions this week with businesses, and I'm not trying to promote myself with this, I'm saying this is real world. In team sessions, I asked this question and had a fantastic reaction from a lot of people, as in, don't think about the answer. If you think of three words that you would want people to describe you as a professional, and I won't put you on the spot, BP, but what would they be? And people come up with them very quickly. The reason for saying don't think about it is because you're probably going to get the truth. So what would they be? So let's say someone says, well, I'd like to be regarded as highly professional, someone of integrity, and absolutely reliable. So, okay, you came up with that really quickly. Now I want you to ask the next question. What are the required behaviours to achieve that recognition? What are they? What must you always do? What must you never do? And write them down. And then you need to test it. So as you move through next year, it's no point me saying I want to be described as those three things. But if I actually wander around the business I'm with or with clients or suppliers that I work with, they'll say, well, you know, Alan's reliable. We don't think he's terribly professional because he turns up late all the time and he doesn't do everything he says he's going to do and so on. Well, I'm not achieving the desired professional brand that I have. So it's not fancy wording. It's just saying if I'm to be successful, I actually know who it is that I need to be and the behaviours I need to exhibit, and then test it. So figure that out before you get into 2017. In fact, for the rest of your life, how do you want to be regarded? Or let's talk about sport. And you say, well, I reckon if John Worsfold, and obviously I have a lot of time for John Worsfold, I'll go to someone else or to Clarkson or to Novak Djokovic, anybody, and say, how do you want to be regarded? They'll tell you. And then they'll actually be able to articulate what those behaviours are, and they're probably going to be recognised for it. So it's just as important for us little people in the world to be just as clear.
At 13-3, Alan Rodway, your coach online, in at the studio, 94291116. Don't end this year, start the rest of your life. Many people right now preoccupied with finishing off 2016, having a break, going on a holiday, maybe even recovering. Not the best approach, according to the man opposite me here, who is... as someone that could certainly be valuable to your business along the journey. In fact, we got a little, SMS from Brad in Watsonia, who said, fail equals first attempt in learning, end equals effort, never dies, no equals next opportunity, and when nothing goes right, go left.
That's really clever. Can I use that, Brad?
Yeah,
I'll put it on the website.
Jot that down. Like that, there you go. Let's work through a few more of the key ways to certainly not end the year, or not certainly be preoccupied with finishing off this year.
Okay. Let me come from left field. Stress can cause cancer. Lots of medical research says it. Stress can cause heart attack. Stress can cause stroke. It can cause all sorts of stuff. High blood pressure. It can cause nausea. It can cause us to just feel down. Now, whether we want to talk about sport, business, or life, they are facts. So an approach, an overall strategy to manage your own stress levels well is absolutely important to high performance. So anyone that's texting saying we're not talking about sport, we are right now. We are. If you don't manage your stress levels well, you may look at the number of sports people who have at worst ended their careers short term because they're not able to deal with pressure and all sorts of stuff. That's not even a criticism. Mm. There's a thing called stressors. I mean, traffic stresses me. Conflict stresses me. 100 emails per hour stresses me. A grumpy client stresses me. A problem at home stresses me. Sometimes storms stress me. You name it. A thousand things stress me. Going for a run takes stress out of my body. Being by myself takes stress out of my body. Listening to loud music takes stress out of my body. Just wandering around a river or sitting in silence or reading something that I enjoy. There's a thousand things that take stress out of my body. One of the things that we don't do very well in Australia, and we certainly don't do it well with teenagers, is tell people that the stressors in your life should roughly equal the de-stressors in your life. What we do when things speed up like this time of year, we actually drop those de-stressors. Everywhere I go, If I say, you know, have you done your exercise today or this week, or have you spent time with a loved one that relaxes you and so on, I'll get the same answer. No, I'm too busy, I haven't got time. It's Christmas, we've got to get this done, we've got to get that done. So we actually run this risk, and then it can carry over to January, February and all the rest of it. So it doesn't matter what time of year it is. If you want to be a high performer in sport, business, in life, you need to manage your stress levels under a conscious plan. And if you think that's a silly saying, think back to the time in your life where you felt highly stressed, and is it worth it? That's what you've done. A kid doing year 12 stops playing sport.
Yep.
The worst thing they can do, the worst thing a parent could say is drop your sport off because you're doing year 12 and you're under that pressure. They should do more sport. What we do, CEOs in business get really busy around budget time and board time and all the rest of it. So they drop their exercise, they drop their private time, and their stress goes through the roof. And you risk your own health doing that. So don't end 2016. Make sure for the rest of your life that you're really good at this.
Estimating, Al, how many months you have left in your career. Oh, it's just a little rude at that point. Very
depressing, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that depressing? If I work till I'm 70, I've got 64 months left in my career. Because there's only 8 months of work in a year. There's only 250 days in a year that we work. That's about 8 months.
Yep.
So if I work till I'm 70, I've got 64 left. That ain't many. That ain't many. And yet, I don't know whether I'm going to work till I'm 70 or I don't even know if I'm going to be alive when I'm 70. Is that depressing? I don't think it is. Now, do you know what that does to me? It makes me urgent. I want to be urgent. I don't want to be stressed about it. I don't want to freak out about it, but I want to be urgent. So I don't want to sort of be sitting here in a month's time and go, boy, I've got 63 now. And one of them wasn't very good. And a month later, 62, and two of them weren't very good.
Yeah.
Be deliberate about this. You know, if you're 45, the number's still not that high. It's really not that high. So it's an urgency creator, if you like. So it sort of moves into, and this might sound all sort of warm and fuzzy, sort of for the rest of your life, who you really like spending time with, and who should you spend time with, and put some things in place to make sure that you actually do that. It's sort of like children. If you're a parent or you love children, make sure that you do create the space to consistently spend the time with them. And I've always loved children. I've got two little kids, as you know, Beep. They make me happy. You know, when they smile, I actually feel really good. Now, the effect that has on my body, on my life, is massive.
Yeah.
So if I'm stupid enough to not put myself in that situation to allow that to happen, that's just really bad planning. We would never do that in business.
No.
Say, what really works for business, don't allow that to happen. That's crazy.
You know what, Al? You make me think when I'm sort of kicking back and really enjoying the content here. And, you know, I don't have children, but look, as people would know, I have a dog. And you know what? As someone that works out of home for chunks of my week and I'm in and out, sometimes just half an hour taking her for a stroll or a bit of a run over to the park.
Yep.
And, you know, she can't talk back. It's great. But it's just a real chance to break up your day and actually have some separation and then reset.
Yep.
Because if you don't reset in a day,
yep,
and you're sort of in that same desk and you're sitting there and thinking, God, I've got all these things to do and not many hours. You know, you talk about, you know, busy executives who might drop their exercise and not go for a run at lunchtime or go for a walk and put the shoes on just to break their day up so they've got some clarity for the rest of the day. Otherwise, your day can become very clouded with, I've got to finish that off, I've got to start this. And I just find a half an hour break can absolutely just set you on your way.
Massive. It's massive. And you see, there's two sections of our bodies that create what we do and create our success. And one's what we do with our arms and legs and stuff, and the other's our brain. So you can go and do lots of work.
Yep.
The really, if you think through in your life, the things that have either really hurt you or have been fantastic for your life, it will have come from decisions.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who says, I did a really good day's work today and it's going to change the rest of my life.
Mm.
But I know lots of people who say, you know what? I made a decision today. I don't need to be in this job. I should go and start my own business. Or I don't want to be an accountant anymore. I want to go and do this. It's those parts of our lives.
Yep.
It's the moment when you make a decision. Now, if you're never freeing your brain up to allow that to happen, you just do another day's work. Or even with your family, even if you're not enjoying your family life, you have to make a decision.
Hmm.
That's why don't finish 2016. Set up the rest of your life. And that involves some think time. And that involves creating the space to have that think time so that you're okay. If you're a stressed executive at this time of year, there's reasons for that. And it's not coming from the outside. It's coming from you.
Yep.
It's too easy to blame the outside.
Yeah, no doubt. 9 4 2 9 11 16. If you've been listening to our conversation here with Ellen Rodway, your coach online, 9 4 2 9 11 16. Bataki, for all our callers, if you want to add to the conversation, complete stress off switch solution on calm disclosure. I created, built it, selling it internationally.
Hmm. Wow.
Oh, well, that, we'll keep an eye on that. And Brad at Watsoni, who came up with it, the fail equals first attempt in learning, etc. Feel free to use these sayings. I've been unemployed since April, so I've used these to keep positive and focused. Well, good for you, Brad. Hopefully on the up in 2017. Let's run through a few more of these key points, Al.
Yeah. Write a not to-do list. We hear a lot about to-do lists. I personally don't like to-do lists.
Don't you? I love them.
Yeah. You'd say that.
No, I can't operate without a to-do list, a waiting-on list, and the old sports year diary. The new one has just arrived for 2017. That's how I operate.
But you use them well. A lot of people don't. a lot of people have to-do lists that never get done. Yeah. They don't get to that. But you're different.
Well, there's some items that do take a while to get done, but at least they're there.
I know lots of people have to-do lists, and you say, well, yeah, how long's your list, and how long's it been there? It's been there for a long time. It's never going to get done. Write a not-to-do list. Write a not-to-do list. What are the things that are cramming your life up, that are stymieing in the development, stopping you being happy, stopping you moving on, and make sure you bloody will stick to it. You should write that. I stole this next one off a lot of articles that were on LinkedIn, and that is, because of this time of year, write down the things that you reckon you should get done between now and the end of February.
Yep.
Between the end of February, in order of priority, one being the absolute top, the most important, obviously, through to God knows what, number 65,000 or whatever it might be, between now and February, and disregard everything other than the top three or four. Now, I stole it off LinkedIn because it was a terrific article. It said, what do the most successful people in the world do? One of the things is they write to-do lists and they scrub everything after number three.
Hmm.
So at this time of year, I reckon that's a good approach. Write it out and disregard, because as you move down it, you're getting into stuff. It's stuff. The top three or four will make a difference.
Now, I absolutely hear that. Now, I love this one, because this is what I'm doing right now, because I'm struggling to get a proper break. So I went to Officeworks and I bought the wall calendar for 2017. I need to see the year in front of me, Al.
You're so visual, BP.
And it says here on your little list here, schedule all holidays now in your calendar for next year. Ensure there is at least one lengthy break somewhere by the middle of the year. I was talking to a good mate of mine who, the old, you know, work to live, live to work saying, yep. Who's struggling to get any sort of break. And I said, well, the way my work unfolds, I can't find a break. But what I'm going to do is buy the calendar, and next year, right now, I'm going to set a month, and I was talking to the wife when we were just on the dance floor at Coldplay last night. Righto. Next year, we're going to take a little block. I'm going to map it out right now. So you've got something to aspire to. You set up your year, you build your work around that, and I'm going to set it now. Rather than getting through the year, geez, we're going to take a holiday. Geez, we need to take a holiday, go on a break. Let's set it early.
Absolutely. And the reality is, if you don't do that, you won't take it, because people sneak into your calendar. I mean, what that's we're marvellous right. at in Australia is accepting calendar invitations.
Yes.
We're fantastic. So our calendar's become a whole set of reactionary behaviours to the world coming at us. So I accept that in, and I accept that in, or I better put that in. And it's a reaction to my brain saying, oh, you better do this and you better do that, or someone says you better do it and I better be there.
Mm.
And you look at your calendar and you go, how much of that is actually proactive for the betterment of my future and for other people?
Mm.
Not much. So you have to get in first. And the reason I'm saying that it has to be lengthy is, I don't know what the time frame is, but I know if I take 2 weeks off, a fair chunk of that is for me to wind down.
Yep.
And the last bit of that is where you start to really relax and start to free up your own mind and feel good about everything, including yourself.
Mm.
So a lengthy break is not 2 weeks. It might be four, it might even be longer than that, to get to the point where there's a freeing of the mind. It's almost like your brain's got a whole layer of ice around it that you need to let melt before it really functions well.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's probably around a month. And you can't get a month's holiday. I couldn't get a month's holiday in my calendar.
Hmm.
With 2 months to go, I'd have every client going bananas at me saying, well, you can't do that. You're going to let us down. It has to be in there so that it becomes part of their planning as well as mine.
Exactly right. I love that. I did. I'd scanned it and I saw that and I thought, well, that absolutely resonates with what I'm thinking at the moment. Thank you, Al. There's plenty of great points there. For those that want to maybe read the full article?
Yes, it's on the Your Coach Online website. Went up yesterday. There's 18 things in there. It's A lot of it's been stolen from some people that I've watched who are very good at doing this, so it's, there's some good learning experiences that come from people better than I am. And thanks to Ellie from Berwick for texting in. It is about what you enjoyed, not just being successful. Well said.
Yeah, well said, Ellie. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you, El.